first game in North Wales with head coach Stephen Foster. 9-1 win, very, very comfortable. Basically, the second period, we've blown them away and made tomorrow very difficult for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think boys came on a mission today. We had a good first period, but weren't winning by many. Then second period, like you say, we just came out flying between our teeth there, and we were very good. Just wanted to make sure we were a little bit better defensively, because I thought we gave up a few opportunities that we shouldn't, and Jacob made some good saves for us. But those are the bits that we just need to work on, and it's nice we're working on them while we're winning by quite a few goals.
Well, it does make tomorrow's second leg almost impossible for the Dragons, but obviously it's our final home game of the season. It's the final chance for the guys that can only see us at the Forum to see the team. So we've got a job to do tomorrow to make sure we're signing off with a flourish.
Absolutely, and I think never say never. You know, strange game. Obviously, they came back last week against Hull. They do have the firepower, so we just need to be a little bit careful, not taking anything for granted. And I think also playing the way that we can play. We scored some nice goals again tonight, so we're hoping to do the same tomorrow. Put on a good show to sign up from the Forum. Be nice to get everybody down and get everybody. Hopefully, we'll get that win again tomorrow. And see the lads off for the last time at home, and fingers crossed we'll be all there next week and ready to go again.
Well, it is important to keep that momentum going, because it's playoff mode now, and every period counts really. So I guess from tonight you'll be looking for the boys to keep that forward intensity, but maybe just tighten things up again at the back.
Absolutely, I think some of the times when you start scoring quite a few goals, it's easy to just go, we're going to score, and everybody starts jumping up, whether that's defence or whether that's the high man that's in their zone, hopefully helping to protect the D and not get odd man rushes. We just get a little bit excited. It's just sometimes just trying to rein that back in a little bit, because especially when you've got deadly players like what D-side have, you know, they do have three good offensive lines. So tonight defensively we end up doing a job, only letting them score one goal. And that was much of kind of the talk at the end of the second period, is like, I know we've got a good lead now, but let's make sure we look after our end, let's make sure we don't let our standards slip and keep getting better. And I felt we did that, and penalty kill was very good tonight when it was required, and I think all three lines did fantastic. And also, thank you to Ian Weedall as well for letting us have the books. We had a conversation earlier on this week about getting Stu, and he offered us Tom as well. Great opportunity. Tom scored again tonight for us. Yeah, that's brilliant. Hopefully they're going to do well. I heard they were doing quite well. Hopefully that finished that way, and it would be nice to get a Billingham, you know, both of us there next week to, you know, like we did last year. Atmosphere was fantastic down there last year, and you know, good luck to the books for tomorrow, and we'll try and help them as much as we can by what we're giving them tomorrow.
Well, it's all back to the Forum tomorrow one last time, and hopefully we're talking about another good performance that rolls us into Sheffield.
Absolutely. My brother Jake had shake head in a
daze. Sunday night at the Forum with Stephen Foster, the final action at the Forum this season, and objective achieved, and the place in the Steel City Showdown groups, all eyes on Sheffield next Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's one of those that obviously it's always been sitting there in the back of our minds. We wanted to get there, but you know, it was always one game at a time, always has been one game at a time. Don't look too far forward, but yeah, we've had a good weekend again, and yeah, looking forward to next week.
And this week's series with D-side, similar to last weekend, the first leg kind of put the tie to bed and made the second leg not a non-event, but kind of you could take it a little bit easier perhaps on the Sunday.
Yeah, I think we did do a good job last night, particularly the second period last night. We were very good. Tonight we got going, and once we got going, we scored obviously quite a few. Obviously, I think D side, you know, they're a good offensive team, but we managed to nullify that a little bit, as well as I think they also appreciated the situation as well. And you know, some probably took off the foot off the gas for them a little bit as well, because obviously they've got the summer coming up, and to be able to enjoy that.
Yeah. In terms of next Saturday, the divisional playoff final, it's going to be Blackburn, so it's another rematch from last year, as was the cup final, as was the league title race. So it's been another kind of redemption effort for the boys. And do we look at that, or do we just concentrate on doing what we've done all season?
We've been concentrating on us all year, and that's very much there. It'll be in the back of the players' minds, yeah, because at the end of the day, it's another trophy at the end of the day that we're going for, and that's been the objective this year, is to get more trophies than we got last year. We've already done that. We wanted, you know, we want to do more, and we're well capable of that.
In terms of tonight's performance, like I say, once they got going, the goals started flowing, as they have pretty much throughout from September to now. It's been the story of the Billingham Stars performance. And again tonight, I think we scored 12. I think we had 4 or 5 guys with a pair each, which again shows the goal spread around, which is again what we've been doing all season.
Absolutely, you know, it's the ideal for us, isn't it, at the end of the day, that you can look at every line and close one line down, but then we've still got two to go. Close two lines down, the next one can score, and that's what we want. Also not leaking many goals is good for us as well, so it shows defensively that they've been doing a good job, as well as the goalkeepers have been doing a great job, as they have all year for us.
Yeah, both goalies getting action this weekend, obviously Jacob on Saturday, Mark again tonight, and again just strength and depth. Everybody's, whenever they're called on, they turn up and they do a job for you.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a little bit touch and go whether anybody knew, but the ice was in a crazy condition come lunchtime day, because the plant had gone down, so the forum have done very well to get the game on, and the ice has been actually really good tonight. Froze really well, so that's good. From our point of view, yeah, it's you know, we're a little bit, our players, who we were going to have, who we weren't going to have, has changed a little bit as we were going, because was our game going to be on, was it not? We also want to try and help Ian and the books out a little bit, so they were a little bit short, so they got Tom Wakefield back today, and Lucas went with them as well, which was good of Lucas to go and try and help them out, which it didn't leave us too short. We kept Stu with us, so it was forwards it was short of. You know, so everybody had to adapt. I put Tommy Spraggan forward there for the last period in a little bit, and put Ben back in defence, who had been playing forward for the first couple of shifts. And again, I've said this many times, it's next man up, but it also does matter on the positions as well. That doesn't matter, that somebody will just step in and they do a good job there.
Yeah. I mean, it's been talked about for well, isn't it? It's like positionless hockey. It's just five guys, it's not necessarily forward D, it's just five guys, and that's kind of shown, whether it's, I say, Ben playing forward or then dropping back, Tom Wakefield playing forward, dropping back, everybody's just fitting in where there's a gap and doing the job for the Billingham Stars.
Yeah, I think everybody's just be happy to be a part of it, want to do well for the team and for themselves, and that's shown, and they're reaping the rewards there. Look at Tom getting another goal last night, I think it was, and then Wolsey's back tonight, he gets a goal, and Ben will pop up with goals as well. So yeah, the players you're on about can contribute both ends of the ice, which is a fantastic position we're in.
And finally, again, it's something we've said all season. Final game here at the Forum for this season. Obviously, we've got Sheffield next week. We've got Coventry the week after. We know there's going to be huge travelling support, but the fans tonight, a deserved ovation for the players at the end as well. The fans have been part of this journey as much as anything else.
100%. 100%. They're part of the team. Same as yourselves, from the media point of view, and people, timekeepers, and people who do the shots on goal. Every, you know, supporters club have been fantastic for us this year. Look at the girls on the front desk, are doing the 50-50, tennis ball toss, working on merchandise. Everybody has been fantastic. Off-ice staff as well, you know, Steve and Al there, Sadie, Josh. You know, that they're coming week in, week out and doing a fantastic job, and that's, you know, that helps everything tick. It makes the boys just be able to worry about what they do on the ice. It's a journey together. It's a reward for lots of years now, trying to build this and get better and better each year. And I think everybody can see that we've managed to do that, and you know, we've got a potentially a good team for quite a few years here. I'm gonna make it, Jake, because you got what it takes to give a whole lot of people.